The passage reading is Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Amen. The senior pastor will deliver the message with the title, Thanks. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday school, and GCN and Mamin TV viewing audiences. Today is the Feast of Harvest Sunday. It is originated from the Feast of Harvest, which was observed by the sons of Israel, to give thanks for harvesting the first fruits of the crops. The sons of Israel lived on the sands of the wilderness for 40 years. So wouldn't they have been moved when they entered the Canaan land and saw their first wheat ripening? That is the wheat field. How happy they must have been when they sowed the seeds in the God-given land and harvested the crops. God knew this was going to happen. And so even before they entered Canaan, He ordered the sons of Israel to observe the Feast of Harvest in Canaan. Exodus 23:16 says, Also you shall observe the Feast of the Harvest of the first fruits of your labors from what you sow in the field. We keep the first Sunday of the second half of the year as the Feast of Harvest. Today is the first Sunday of the second half of 2010. I believe you Mami members have enjoyed the happiness of harvesting during the first half of this year of harvest. Just like we harvest the crops, we Manmin have begun to harvest spiritual and material fruits. As evidence, most, I think, all branch churches, even though their numbers have not grown, their finances have increased some 20%, 30% or 40%. Or even more than 50% increase in their finances. Of course, in the main church also. So you can see that this year is really a year of blessing and harvest. In Deuteronomy 16:10-11, God tells us how to keep the Feast of Harvest. Then you shall celebrate the Feast of Weeks to the Lord your God. Feast of Weeks is same as Feast of Harvest. To the Lord your God with the tribute of a freewill offering of your hand, which you shall give, just as the Lord your God blesses you. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God in you and your son and your daughter and your male and female servants and the Levite who is in your town and the stranger and the orphan and the widow who you are in your midst in the place where the Lord your God chooses to establish his name. The sons of Israel offered leavened bread with the wheat they harvested for the Feast of Harvest. They also gave sacrifices of animals to offer up aroma of thanks. They spent happy hours celebrating. God says that during this time, all the servants, strangers, and orphans and widows should rejoice before God. In whatever circumstances we are, all those who belong to God have something for which to give thanks. Today, on this Feast of Harvest Sunday, let us talk about three things to offer for thanks. I hope if there are things for which you have not been thankful because you didn't realize them, I hope you will give more thanks to God from this day on. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will offer up to God the sacrifices of thanks with the spiritual and physical fruits given to you. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, looking back on the first half of this year, I hope you will be thankful for the grace and strength of God that enabled you to change. Many of you must be surprised when you think about the changes that have occurred in you, comparing the past and present. If you don't feel such a thing, it means you're just a churchgoer. You just come and go. You're not changing yourself. But in most of you must be feeling that you have changed so much. If you compare 6 months ago and now, you must feel the difference. Your anger, your hot temper must have disappeared. Your hatred must have gone. Your arrogance must have changed into humbleness. And in many ways, you must have changed. When I think about the past, I also feel that so many things have changed. And God has given me so much more power. Before I accepted the Lord, I was arrogant, I was boastful, and I had such a strong pride. Sometimes I had a hot temper and I couldn't lose to anybody. I had to win. So if nobody wanted to fight with me in my childhood, once, if they fought with me once, it would go on until at least a week until he gives up. So I, after the school's over, I follow him. So we'd go to the mountainside because they would feel it's so tedious, kind of bothering so much. For so many days, I would fight them. So until they give up, so they would just say, "I'm sorry." In the playground, in the ground, in my school, there was sand. There was a part that is filled with the sand, and we would wrestle. At that time, we would wrestle. I was wrestling with the classmates. And we would also choke or try to twist a leg or arm. But even though I was fainting, I would never give up. I would never. Even though I felt like my arm was breaking, I would never give up. And when I thought about that time, in that emergent situation, every time the bell rang, so we had to go into the class. So my arm was never really broken. But after I accepted the Lord, all those things just were cast away. Reading the Bible, arrogance. When I was reading about the arrogance, I would find out my arrogance and just cast it away, my pride, my temper. Of course, I didn't lie with a bad intention, but just lying in jesting or joking. And I was casting them away, and it was really happy to live by the Word of God. It was really fun. Casting away sins. It was just like eating some yummy peanuts. So as I came in the Lord, because it says to love the Lord is to keep His commandments. So as I kept His commandments, it was really fun to keep His commandments. And even when I was a new believer, I was really happy, and it was fun to cast away sins, because God is telling us to cast away sins. He's telling us not to do certain things, and if you look at those things, these are really things that we must not do. So God tells us to do certain things, so we do them, just like we keep the law of the country. And it was really fun, as it is now. At one moment, I cast away all my pride. And even before a little man, little child, if I did something wrong, I would say I would apologize. So it is just so happy. Before I used to have such great pride, and if you want to keep that pride, it's so hard. But if it's so comfortable and so happy, I feel so happy. If somebody slaps me on the left cheek, I would just give to him the other cheek. So it is so good to have no pride. It is really, I'm really thankful that to have cast away self-righteousness and framework. And it is only God who can change me like this. So I'm so thankful. So some say men must have a pride. And if they cast away pride, they will really become man. That is useless to have. It is useless to have pride. Did our Lord show His pride? No. Many of you must be surprised when you think about the changes that have occurred in you, comparing the past and present. The boastful Peter became humble. John, the son of thunder, became the apostle of love. On his way to Damascus, Saul was changed and became Paul. Likewise, so many of you have been changed greatly. Then is it that you changed by yourself? It is not. You were able to change by the grace and strength that God gave to you. Matthew 19:26 says, "And looking at them, Jesus said to them, 'With people this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.' As said, God can change the heart of man. And He has been giving you grace and strength to change your heart during the first half of this year. What kind of grace and strength? First, He gave you the grace to realize yourself. He let you understand your heart field and how to cultivate it. Especially on the Lunar New Year's Day, He let you realize what your self-righteousness and frameworks are and gave you the grace to demolish them. Without this holiness gospel, how can we see through the depth of our heart? God did not just let us realize what we have to change. He also gave us the strength to actually change ourselves. For example, you become spirit-filled when you listen about God and the spiritual realm in the Genesis lectures. In fact, I worried quite a lot about the Genesis lectures because I had to explain about astronomy and with the astrological figures, and so I was worrying about whether or not the church members would understand them correctly. But anyway, I don't know how much they understand, but they later tell me it is so they are so happy to listen to such messages. And even though it's a little difficult, even though it's some parts they don't understand, they are still happy. So I felt relieved. I think you are still happy anyway. Also, you see the works of creation, signs and wonders, and powerful works along with it, so you can believe in the spiritual realm and have hope for heavenly kingdom. As God has been giving you this fullness and spiritual strength, you could have diligently cast away sins. Also, God allowed good circumstances for us so that we can always be on alert and pray. He gave us strength through fervent prayers. And from time to time, you have somebody to tell you how to pray with all heart. Sometimes you have people who tell you what kind of attitude of heart you must have to increase your level of faith. There are people who plant faith in you. There are people who let you realize about spiritual realm. So there are many graces. Since recently, He has let us change our attitude in our prayers so we can pray with all our heart without having idle thoughts. Also, God has given us special chances to change ourselves at each occasion. For example, what is the reason that God gives us days of blessings, including my birthday? It is to solve your problems and let you receive answers to your prayers and blessings. But a more important reason is to give you the chances to change into spirit. When you tried and prayed fervently to practice the word you heard, God made your soul prosper. Even though you committed some grave sins and backslid in your faith, God gave you the chances to realize your sins and repent of them. He didn't give you just one chance, but many chances. He gave you grace and strength so you could march on towards New Jerusalem again. A certain pastor, before my birthday, wrote to me many times, saying, "Senior pastor, let me, please save me. It's so unbearable, and I want to kill myself even." He determined to march on because of the sin. He committed some grave sins before, but the Satan is always telling you you'll fall into hell. You committed works of flesh and he's suffering so much. And senior pastor, please save me. How can I solve this problem? That was when I was on the mountain prayer. And I read the letter and I couldn't contact him. Somehow I wanted to pray for him, even on the phone. But then after I came back from the mountain, he wrote to me again, "Senior pastor, I'm saved." He explained. He determined to come to Korea. And he made up his mind. And so on my birthday, he came to Korea and he went to Muan Sweet Water. And he made up his mind that when I dip myself 7 times in the water, all my the problems of sins will be resolved. And after dipping yourself there 7 times, the power of God came upon him and all his diseases were healed. And all the burdens of the heart were gone, and he gained the true peace that he was forgiven completely because of his true repentance. He felt he had the peace from above and comfort from above, and he had the confidence that he could do it. He could do anything. Before, it was difficult to overcome, so he couldn't love the flock, but now he has the confidence that he feels that he can receive financial blessings and church revival, financial blessings of the church. And so I prayed for that pastor on the mountain, and I can so I could see that I could see his changes. And if you really try to repent, and God, how can God not pour down His grace if you really try to repent? So he came to all the places where he could receive graces of God. He must have gone there, been there many times before, but he went once again to receive the answers to his problems. He gave you grace and strength so you could march on towards New Jerusalem again. On my past birthday this year, God gave us the monetary blessing for construction of the Canaan Sanctuary, for which we had been longing so much. How ardent your heart became because of this.
I went to the
After I came back from the mountain prayer, I just explained briefly a little bit how to as to how the grand sanctuary would be built through certain people. And every time God is giving you fullness of the Spirit and happiness. Even though we have already received the answer of such great monetary blessing, and for you to be really happy, it must come into our hands. It has to be within us, so it must be on our hand. Then you'll be so happy, and your faith will increase each level. And so God is telling us to have a party, have a feast, because we'll have the true joy. Also, God reminded us of the qualifications to enter into New Jerusalem, and since then, you are changing faster than ever. Many of you are fasting and praying fervently to change your heart and go into Spirit. All this is the grace of God the Father. Had God the Father not been patient with us or given us grace and strength, had He not given us special chances at each occasion, how do we have changed by our strength? The enemy devil and Satan is always trying to tempt us, deceive us, to love the world, to drag us into the world. And if God is not giving us the strength to overcome them, we can't overcome. If you are about to fall, God gives us strength and grace to hold us, not to fall. When the hardness of self-righteousness and self-frameworks are melted down, it is the evidence that God is pouring down on us His love that is as hot as a fiery furnace. The hearts that are as cold as ice were melted down, and filthy sins were washed away because of the mourning and lamenting of the Holy Spirit. What is the reason that God the Father is leading us to change our hearts into spiritual hearts? It is because of His love that doesn't want us to just receive salvation alone, but His love that wants us to become His true children and go into the most beautiful dwelling place in heaven, New Jerusalem. If you don't understand His heart clearly, we can't be united with Him. If you don't understand my heart, you can't be united with me. Some say, oh, Senior Pastor, I love you, I love you. And they, after some time, they doubt whether the shepherd loves them. They say, oh, Senior Pastor, I love you. But every moment, they doubt. And they have fleshly thoughts and they suffer. The love of our Lord never changes. It is us who change. But the love of God never forsakes us. It's the same with your shepherd. It's from the flock they change. The shepherd doesn't change his mind. Had God the Father not been patient with us or given us grace and strength, had He not given us special chances at each occasion, how would we have changed by our strength? When the hardness of self-righteousness and self-frameworks are melted down, it is the evidence that God is pouring down on us His love that is as hot as a fiery furnace. The hearts that are as cold as ice were melted down, and filthy sins were washed away because of the mourning and lamenting of the Holy Spirit. What is the reason that God the Father is leading us to change our hearts into spiritual hearts? It is because of His love that doesn't want us to just receive salvation alone, but His love that wants us to become His true children and go into the most beautiful dwelling place in heaven, New Jerusalem. You know, New Jerusalem is just empty. I said it is 58 times bigger than South Korea. But there are so few Those who were loved by God in the Old Testament and those who served the Lord in the New Testament in 2,000 years since the Lord, who could have gone there? But you, today, God is giving you such great grace. You know in detail how to enter into New Jerusalem. And with this holiness gospel, all your sins are pointed out and God is giving you the strength to cast away sins and God is showing you signs and wonders so we can cast away sins. So many of you are casting away sins and even forms of all evil and you're going into spirit. So at this end time and through these people, the New Jerusalem will be filled. And I believe most of you must be there. Also, it is because of His love that doesn't want us to be sick or poor on this earth, but to enjoy peace and His blessings. God has given us so many blessings. So if you just want, if you just follow God's word, you can receive all blessings. There is a certain person who is writing to me almost every week. She was in such a poor situation. She has to be, she makes her ends meet every day. And she had some problem with her teeth. And it was decaying. There were many teeth were decaying and without the proper treatment, it would really become bad. But she couldn't afford the treatment. So for a long time, she was bleeding and because of inflammations and decaying and she couldn't eat properly. She couldn't eat any meat. And there were swelling and if there is swelling and by prayer it is gone and it swells again. And because the original cause is not resolved. So she was suffering so much because of her teeth. And the Holy Spirit moved my heart and to help her. So I helped her. And she is writing to me how she explaining to me how she lived because of I couldn't afford the treatment and I just had to bear with the pain. And because you through your help I received the treatment, pulled out some teeth and all the treatments, and it doesn't bleed anymore. There's no pain. There's no swelling. I can eat well. I can even chew the meat very well. And with your help, I could buy some necessities also. And she also sometimes she would buy some meat and cook them for their whole family and enjoy them together. And so she could serve her parents because of senior pastor. And I, because of senior pastor, my pain is gone and I could buy these things that I really needed. And I couldn't even afford to buy some hairpins, but I can now, and I can now serve my family members. I can cook by myself to serve them, and saying she's so happy. So reading her letter, and there could be many others among our church members who are in such difficult situations. And there is no end to helping others. But it doesn't mean you can just come and tell me to help you. This person, she attends all the services very well. She never skips, stops praying, and she's faithful. So when I, because I, for that reason, I, and that is why the Holy Spirit moved my heart to help her. So if the Holy Spirit doesn't move my heart, I can't really help. I really want to help a certain person, but the Spirit doesn't move me, so I couldn't help him for many years. But later I found out why the Holy Spirit didn't let me. But if you really have faith and love God, you'll be prosperous. But why did this person have to suffer even though she was faithful to God? There are some reasons. Some people, they don't have education, enough education or enough skills. Or now she is, because of the life that you lived before, you have some consequences of your past life. And that is why God, the Holy Spirit, moved my heart to help her. So if you keep the Sabbath, if you give your tithe, and if you are faithful to God, and still, if you're in a difficult situation, of course, I want to help you. But if you do not keep the Word of God, I can't help any of you, because we both fall into the same difficulties. As in the book of Jonah, if you don't follow, don't live by the Word of God, you can't, I can't help any of such person. I hope you will remember His love all the time and change quickly. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be fully qualified to enter into New Jerusalem quickly. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, looking back on the first half of this year, secondly, I want you to give thanks to God for keeping you safe in His space of love. Suppose you are walking on the street on a rainy day without an umbrella. What is the chance that you will not get wet? Just 1%? You hardly have any chance. Likewise, it is almost impossible not to encounter any disasters or accidents during this earthly life. There are always dangers of diseases and accidents in our lives. For example, even though the science has developed so much and the living conditions have become better, such contagious diseases as tuberculosis and eye diseases constantly occur. Being rich doesn't mean you will not get cancer, you will not get high blood pressure or diabetes. There are so many kinds of diseases. I think there must be some tens of thousands of diseases. And some people have like 10 diseases. Among so many diseases, who can say he's free from all diseases? Of all the accidents, who can say he's free of all the accidents? There might be a plane crashing or derailing of the, or there are so many traffic accidents. Even though you drive slowly, if somebody just bumps into you from the back, you can't help it. If you're just walking on the street and if a car just, or motorbike just hit you, you can't help it. Or the ships might sink anytime. There are many, so many big accidents, big and small accidents. Who wants to set their own house on fire? As the earth is polluted and destroyed, The natural environment that has been a shelter for man is becoming increasingly harmful and dangerous for us. For example, the sunshine is crucial for our existence, but it is posing a threat to us nowadays. As the ozone layer is destroyed, the excessive UV rays reach Earth's surface and cause skin cancers and eye troubles. So who is completely secure on this Earth? There is also a lot of heartbreaking news. Terrible accidents take place every hour. But most of you here are healthy and you live in peace. You don't even catch a common cold. You are always protected in your business and workplace. Even though you got a cold, just 2-3 days will be enough for you to be okay. In the world, it may take even a week, even after taking medicines and injections and so on. Sometimes you just take a, if you sleep at night, then you'll be okay. Most of you do not even catch any common cold. Most of your little children are not involved in even minor accidents. Nowadays in Korea, there are many sexual assault cases against little children. We have so many members, but we seldom hear about any of you having had traffic accidents. How amazing this is, including our branch churches in other countries. It's very difficult to hear any news of such kind. Even though they get into a traffic accident, it's very difficult to hear any of them getting their head injured. They injure their head usually first, because they hit the head first. But in case of our church members, they are protected securely, even though they make mistakes, and even though their cars are totally destroyed. There are many cars that are scraped down after traffic accidents, but seldom we hear any church members who are injured. If there are any church members who are injured, it means they didn't keep the Sabbath holy, they didn't give proper tithes. But if you just keep the Lord's Day holy and if you give proper tithes, you're protected. And you hear so many testimonies. We have so many members, but we seldom hear about any of you having had traffic accidents. How amazing this is. Even though sometimes you get involved in a traffic accident and your car is destroyed, you are protected completely without any serious injuries. We recently received an amazing testimony from Kinshasa, a church in DR Congo. The church members were riding a bus when two rear tires were punctured while they were driving, but they were kept safely. In that tense situation, the church members were not afraid, and they called out, "God of our Shepherd," and prayed in one heart. Finally, the bus just stopped at the side of the road by God's help, and they were all protected. So they took a picture in front of the bus they were riding. Before the bus had left, Pastor Jacob Hose Lee prayed for their safety with a handkerchief. Likewise, Mami members are always protected in the space of God's love, wherever they are. You are also protected from natural disasters that man cannot control. There was a volcano eruption in Iceland this past April. Because of that, most flights at the time were canceled in Europe. But in Rome, the WCDN, International Medical Conference, was held without any problem. They asked for my prayer, and when I prayed, God stopped the ashes from spreading anymore. Because of this conference, I was watching the news with interest. Because of the ashes, there was a stoppage of all flights, but it stopped. But it erupted once again, and the news was saying that more ashes would come, and it would continue. And that was the time when they asked for me to pray. And when I prayed, the ashes just stopped spreading. So they could have the conference without any problem. And the doctors also gave thanks to me for praying for that event. And when you hear such things, you just give glory to God with your hands. And until you came to believe such things in heart, there were so many signs and wonders that you've seen. Could you just believe by seeing them just once or twice? You've seen so many signs and wonders. You heard, experienced them. So when I say these things, you just accept them with amen, unless you're new believers, because you believe. You believe everything. When I prayed, God stopped the ashes from spreading anymore. As you always confess with faith, you are always protected and secured in the space of the shepherd. You listened to the messages about why disasters come and how you can be protected, and you understand the rules of love and justice. You heard why diseases come and how you can be healed. Now you know. So if you can just do it. There are no coincidences. You don't say, if you get injured, you don't say, by chance I got injured. You will try to find out why you couldn't be protected. And you will find a reason why you, and repent of it. So now you are armed very well with the Word of God. If you live a life that is set apart from the world in the Word of God, God prevents all kinds of accidents from taking place. Even if you get a disease or face an accident, you don't worry about it. Even though the North Korea is posing a threat, they try to do something, they will not even, they will even begin to attack, begin their attempt, but you church members don't even care. You don't have any worries because you already listened to your shepherd. The word of the shepherd that is said on the altar, the people might worry about it. So this election showed the results. The people, they don't want to have they want to have peace and comfort, but they don't want to have this kind of mood. That is why the North Korea is also posing such threats. The actually entourage, they should have understood the timing, but it's because you can be healed by the power of God. The people in the world fall into despair when they face disasters, but you can look back on your faith and take them as chances to increase your faith. Psalm 121 verses 5 to 7 says, "The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul." He will protect you from all evil. Not just this or that, but all evil. There are conditions that if we live by the word of God and do not commit sins, so the Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. I hope you will give thanks and glory to God for fulfilling this verse in your life. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, looking back on the first half of this year, thirdly, God says you should be thankful to God for giving you your shepherd. Moses knew that he was not going into the Canaan land with the people, and he asked one thing of God. Numbers chapter 27, verses 16 to 17 says, May the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation who will go out and come in before them, and who will lead them out and bring them in, so that the congregation of the Lord will not be like sheep which have no shepherd. Moses asked for the shepherd for the sons of Israel because he was departing from them. And somebody has to become the leader, the shepherd, to lead these sons of Israel. So Moses was praying for the shepherd of the Israel. Then God appointed Joshua. Joshua succeeded Moses and became the shepherd for the sons of Israel, guiding them into the Canaan land. During his ministry on this earth, Jesus also took pity on the people who are like sheep without a shepherd. Matthew 9:36 says, Seeing the people, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. Suppose the sheep doesn't have a shepherd. Who will guide them? They will become the prey of wolves and lions and bears. Jesus taught the word to the people who are like sheep without a shepherd. He healed them and solved their many problems. He gave them faith and the hope of heaven. He taught the way to heaven. As I have mentioned a couple of times, in 1992, I lost so much blood that my spirit was nested in the arms of the Lord. It is because of so much agony and the burdens for the kingdom of God that my body was in such a condition. At that time, I didn't have faithful workers like now. They were not standing on the rock of faith. And they were the ones who were... I had only a few workers who could really help me. But I had so much burden, so many burdens that I had to resolve. I had to resolve. Even though I was excommunicated for no reason, without a proper cause, nobody really protested in our church. At that time, the Lord asked me whether I would stay with Him or go back to the world to accomplish the kingdom of God. So I wanted to be with the Lord. When I was at the side of the Lord, I couldn't even think of my family. It was just full of happiness and joy. I just wanted to be with the Lord. I couldn't even imagine leaving Him again. So I wanted to be with the Lord. I wanted to go to heaven with Him. But then the Lord showed me the church members being dispersed and wandering around like sheep without a shepherd. Many souls departed from within the boundaries of life and were going the way of death. At that time, we were in the old sanctuary. And I think of about 2/3 left in the church, and they were fasting and praying, crying out in prayer. Praying to keep this church. To prevent the flock from being dispersed anymore. But about 1/3, we're going to hell, we're going back to the world. Because I knew the heart of the Lord, who was looking at the souls who were like sheep without a shepherd, I couldn't remain with Him anymore. Because I had so much burden, including the finances. I just wanted to rest with the Lord. That's all I wanted. But the Lord showed me a vision of such kind, and how could I say that I just wanted to rest with the Lord? So I said I wanted to fulfill my duty as a shepherd to take care of the flock of the Lord. From that time on, I have been thankful for my choice without any regret. Of course, it's something so thankful. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to do many ministries, including building the Canaan and Grand Sanctuary or the ministry in Israel. I wouldn't have had as much glory as I would have in heaven. And if I really wanted to rest at that time, and I did, if I chose that way, and I feel very, but sometimes, when I talk about this bleeding, some people stumble. I don't know why. Those who don't believe in God, they must believe that God is there and God is the Almighty. To die and come back to life is a miracle. And the water changing into blood is even greater miracle. It is to prove the Bible. Jesus made wine out of water. God can do anything. God can change water into blood. You should receive grace of God. But why do you stumble? Why do you stumble over such a thing? You should rather receive grace. You can't believe? I have shown so many signs and wonders until this moment, and if you can't believe this pastor, what can you believe then? So not to prevent some people from stumbling, let me explain in more detail. When I was bleeding in 1992, I was bleeding so much. So some church members came to my residence. It was 64 Pyeong, which is about, maybe about 200 square meters. And there were, I was in the room, and there were many other church members in the main bedroom. The main bedroom was filled with people. And Pastor Dajun Lee just, she was standing on the desk because there was no more space. Why would you want to watch me die? And also in the living room, it was a big living room, and more than 100 people were in my residence. They were workers and leaders in the church. They were the witnesses. They are the witnesses. They watched me die. Elder Boaz Jung Ho Lee, Senior Deaconess Kim Sun Bin, and Pastor Dal Chun Lee, and there were praise teams. I wanted the praise teams to sing praises for me as I was dying. So there were singers. And please raise your hands if you were there with me in my residence. Please raise your hands. Elder Han, Hongyul Han, Elder Vin was there. I can't see properly because of my tears. Elder Yang was there. Pastor Mi Young Hee, you were there too. Pastor Sujin Lee was praying with the church members in the church. Many of the pastors were there. Pastor Sung Hon Nan and Pastor Hyun Guan Ju. Who is next to Pastor Ju? The leaders, the pastors, the workers, the elders. Because it was a quite big house. More than 100 people were there. They watched me. How can you lie about this? Is it kind of a black magic? I bled so much. At first, I was wiping it with the tissue paper. Because it was pouring down, literally pouring down. I couldn't put my neck up because the blood would go back in to my throat. So I had to just drain it down through my nose. If I put my neck back, then it would just go into throat and come out through the mouth and nose. So, but tissue paper, tissues were not working anymore, and then I had the towels, and even that was not enough, so I was taking this blood with a bucket, with a washing basin. And my face turned so white because I lost all the blood, and I remember until the moment I died, I was lying in the bed, and the Elder Jongho Lee, put his hand on my pulse, on the side. Then the pulses stopped. I heard him say, pulses stopped, and from that moment I don't remember. Elder Lee said, pulses have stopped. And that's all I remember. I don't remember anything else because I died. My wife was in the bathroom because the whole room was filled up. So she was in the bathroom watching. Then I had this conversation with the Lord. So I had this conversation, and when I said I wanted to go back and do my ministry, He let me live. And when I woke up, I remember, not all dimly, but I remember, if you watch some ghost movies, when they sit up from the coffin or the tomb, they just sit up without from lying down. They just sit up. Their upper body just comes up. And so was my case. Nobody supported me, or I didn't have to depend on anything. I just sat up, and in my bed, I was sitting, and I asked for water. So I drank water, and it soon became blood. Because my body became reddened, just like a normal, and my white body, skins, had the color of the blood. That's how I came back to life, and I shook hands with the church members, but I can't remember precisely. But I went out to the living room, and I sat down in my chair, and I remember one thing, Elder Boys Lee, he shocked me once again. So in that situation, he was talking about the church finances. So I was shocked. Maybe he doesn't remember. I don't know whether he remembers, but I just came back from death. I came back to life. And to such a person, he was talking about money. So I thought to myself, how can he talk about such things in this kind of situation? So I moved to my prayer house. Then in 40 days, I recovered fully. So when the Light and Salt Mission had a summer retreat, I joined them. And it was my first outing in 40 days. I was checking my body, whether I could go back to the church. And when I saw it was in the beach, and I wanted to go into the sea, so I just went, and I thought I would just come out soon, but I felt so comfortable. It was so peaceful in the water. So I went to the deep sea, and I stayed there for many hours. I thought I would just come out quickly, but I felt very comfortable. I can sit in the water, or I can lie on the water, so I don't have to worry about deep waters. So I went to the deep side, and that is the moment when I recovered fully. I recovered all my energy, and from that week I came to the church, maybe in 42 days. Brothers and sisters, I'm only talking about the truth, and how can you say it's a lie? And why do you stumble by yourself? How did I make this up? You should receive grace that there is a Almighty God, and God can revive even a dead man, and God can change water into blood. And how can we make this kind of thing up? And the whole congregation of the church, they were crying out in tears to let me live. And please, do not stumble anymore. How foolish it is to stumble because of such a thing. I'm so happy when sick people receive healing and lead a healthy life, and when those who live in pain without realizing the meaning of life listen to the word and change and become happy. Above all, I am very thankful when I see the souls who hear the word and see the powerful works of God and receive salvation. Sometimes I pray with tears for many days for the souls who are going the way of death. But when they turn back from sins and go the way of life again, I can enjoy inexpressible joy. When I prayed earnestly to lead a greater flock of the Lord to salvation, God gave me increasingly greater power day by day. So you and I are experiencing God all the time, as if we were in the times of the Bible itself. Jesus said, it's difficult to find true faith in this time. Yet we are seeing countless works of faith creating things from nothing. We've been preaching the gospel all over the world with the fiery works of the Holy Spirit like the time of the early church. We spread the holiness gospel and the power of the Lord even to the end of the earth, Israel. This church started with just about $7, but now we have initiated constructing the biggest church building in the world. All this is solely by the grace of God the Father. If you will just trust me and follow my lead, I will give glory to God with you more greatly. I will also guide you to the way of New Jerusalem, for I know the will of God the Father who wants to gain countless true children. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 2:19, for who is our hope or joy or crown of exaltation? Is it not even you? In the presence of our Lord Jesus, it is coming. I also want to boast of you before the Lord as your shepherd. Therefore, I urge you in the name of the Lord to definitely enter into New Jerusalem. If you just obey, if you will just obey and follow my lead, you can all enter into New Jerusalem, even though you committed so many sins before. Some of you might think you feel difficult. It is difficult for you to be saved. But like I gave you this testimony of a pastor, he committed so many sins before, and it is unbearable for him. Even though he repented and turned back, Satan was accusing him continuously that you are falling into hell. But even then, even such a soul, God gave him the grace that now he is so happy and doing his ministry happily. After dipping himself 7 times in the Muan sweet water, God gave him peace, and healing, divine healing. So now he is assured that God didn't forsake him. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today's reading passage is the word of God spoken through Balaam. Balaam, at the time of Exodus, received a request from Balak, the Moabite king, to curse Israel. But when Balaam looked at the people of Israel, words of faithful promise and blessings were proclaimed through his lips. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will he not do it? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? It is true. God does everything as he said in the Bible, and he judges according to his word exactly and precisely. He doesn't omit or add anything to his word. The faithful God, the Father, keeps all his promises given to his children. When we act by his word, he blesses us. He lets us reap abundantly as we have sown. He always keeps us safe. You and I are the witnesses of the faithful God. God the Father has also fulfilled all his promises that he has given to this church. Even when we couldn't fulfill God's promises due to our shortcomings, he guided us to fulfill the measure of justice. Sometimes when we couldn't fulfill the measure of justice, I sometimes gave God peace offerings. And in the 80s, I even had to fast. There were many cases, or God let me go to mountains and pray. You miss me many times if I leave for the mountain prayers. But to fulfill this measure of justice and to receive the grace of God that goes beyond the justice, I have to go and pray. Recently, he showed us a rainbow of his promise and made certain once again that he would fulfill all his promises given to this church. You know, that looks like a ring going through the sun, which symbolizes promise. That is why you give a wedding ring or for engagement or for wedding. You exchange a ring. And God showed us this kind of a rainbow that looks like a ring. It looks like a ring with a diamond or something. And there's another circular rainbow around the sun. I hope you will take his promises for this church and the promise to give us New Jerusalem as a promise given for you personally. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will quickly cultivate true hearts so that when the promises are fulfilled, you will become the blessed ones who will give thanks and glory to the triune God forever. Let us pray together. Thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your grace and love. Let us receive this word with faith. You have blessed us so much in this first half of this year. You made our souls prosper. You protected us from disasters and accidents. And you gave us so much word of God. Father God, thank you. You blessed us with so many answers and blessings. Let us have the hope of New Jerusalem. Let us adorn ourselves as the brides of the Lord. And you gave us the strength and grace to do this. You gave us faith. You blessed us to overcome with faith. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. show your works transcending space and time. Bless all the members in all churches, branch churches, and local sanctuaries who attended the service through satellite all over the country, and all the children of God who attended the service on the internet all over the world, and all GCN and Mamin TV viewing audiences, and all overseas pastors, missionaries, and members of more than 9,000 branch churches. And they have sent their prayer requests from other countries. Lay your hands on them and answer to them. Liu En from Japan has a uterine cancer. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. That the Mamin Church in neighboring country have revival. They are moving the church. Let it go well. Chu Ri Jin has trouble in the veins in the heart. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Kim Hong Nan, forgive her of the sin, forgive of the sin of abortion. Hwang Ju-rung, pains in the bones and teeth, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, go away. Park Song-hwa, lung tuberculosis, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Chun Yu-wen, her daughter Shun Yu-jo has a stomach ache, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Yang Wang Yi-chen, let him recover his eyesight. Chang Huang Lin, let the spiritual cord be broken away for the whole family. Part of darkness, go away. Li Shouwan, nasal blockage, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be cleansed. Liu Chun Han, reddening of the eyes, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit and go away. Wu-rung-ping, the pain during the periods, go away. And also forgive them of the sin of aborting their child. Wang Gei-yu, they haven't received the payment for their labor, and let them receive what they're supposed to receive. And there are many names. Lay your hands on them. Let their souls prosper. Let their families be evangelized and forgive them of all their past sins, and let the persecutions go away. Bless their business fields and heal them. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, lay your hands on all these names and be filled by the fire, with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. All entrails and be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All internal organs be burnt and be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All diabetes, high blood pressure go away. Cancers go away. All diseases, germs go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All skin diseases be cleansed. Give them spiritual and physical health. Show your work transcending space and time. Father, give them peace throughout this week and be with them in this cell group and district leaders. Protect them on their ways and let them receive this conference with the grace of God and protect all the vehicles. Father, thank you. And give your grace to all the husbands and children that are left at home and give them peace. Let them lend and not borrow. Let them become the head and not the tail throughout this week. And all the church vehicles, protect all the other vehicles and drive away all drowsiness and protect them in all situations. Father, thank you. Father, give them peace throughout this week. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.